Hello, Taurus. April here from Real Talk Tarot. And tonight I've got your weekly message for July 18th through the 25th. Now, Taurus, the overall general message I got for all the star seeds was the Four of Pentacles reversed, the Ten of Wands, the Seven of Pentacles, and the Two of Swords. So, the message here is, do you own your possessions or do they own you? Okay? And to what extent are you willing to obtain them? There's some kind of decision this week or some kind of need to take a blindfold off to the real cost of your possessions. All right. So that was just the general overall for everybody. Take what resonates, leave what does not. Now, for you, your pre-meditation cards here were the Magician, the Six of Swords reversed, the King of Swords reversed, and the Six of Wands. All right. So, Taurus, you might be trying to manifest something to come back into your life, okay? But you could be doing it in an illogical, aggressive way. All right, or someone is behaving this way with you. Maybe they're acting gruff. But you would like a victory over this situation. But someone's behavior indicates a lack of communication, immature communication, or using communication to hurt, you know, using words to hurt. So, that was kind of the pre-message I got for you, Taurus, okay? So now we're going to get into this a little bit more and get you some more messages. I will do some clarifying, and then we'll pull a couple from the Prism Oracle and see what's happening in the 5D, okay? So, Spirit, what do you got for Taurus? For the week of July 18th through the 25th. And we got the Two of Cups. Alright, so that indicates partnerships. So whatever energy that we just previously discussed could involve partnerships. Alright. So what else have you had for Taurus, please, Spirit? What are the messages for Taurus? What does Taurus the Bull need to know for the week of July 2018? I'm sorry, through the 25th. Getting ahead of myself. All right. Nine of Swords reversed. Okay, so this is coming out of your headspace, coming out of depression, coming out of feeling guilt and regret and sadness. Okay. So this looks good. Okay. So this week might be a little ray of hope here. Let's see. If this was that relationship we discussed earlier, or you know, something partnership that you wanted to return, that could be bringing you out of this depressed state. Spirit, what else do you have for Taurus? As long as you don't act like the King of Swords reversed, Taurus. Let's see. We have the King of Cups reversed and the Five of Swords reversed. Okay, so that indicates a little emotional imbalance here in the middle of the week. Oh, it looks like maybe you are going to be balancing out your own emotions. Maybe you'll have an epiphany of some kind about that King of Swords reverse behavior being a blockage to your success in this partnership. Okay? Because it feels like you want this bad. You know, you would like this. Let's see, but some emotional imbalance here may have caused, you know, some kind of split in your partnership. What else for Taurus, please, Spirit? Three more for Taurus for this week. Show me the energies for the starseed for Taurus. Okay, we got the Wheel of Fortune reversed. And the Page of Wands reversed. And one more, please, for Taurus. We'll get some clarifiers on here and see what we can figure out of this story here. Looks like you feel like some opportunity for a change. Something had put a spoke, you know, a stick in your spokes there for your happy ever after. You got the Hangman reversed. So whatever you've been thinking about, that maybe had you in this emotional state of imbalance, it really was causing a blockage to what you actually were trying to achieve here. So again, that kind of goes back to the original King of Swords energy that someone needs to communicate their feelings. And that could probably go a long way toward repairing whatever split or whatever separation might have been going on here. Okay? So let's get some clarifiers on this. We're going to ask Spirit a couple more questions here. Spirit, let's get nosy. Let's find out about Taurus this week. What's going on with this? It looks like the Bulls want to get something moving here. What about this partnership? Okay. Queen of Swords. So that's going to... this partnership requires transparency, dude. If you have not been honest or not been able to be honest with your feelings, this Queen of Swords will see right through it and she'll cut the crap. She's not going to suffer fools. And this could even be you. Okay, take this as it resonates. What about this Nine of Swords reverse? We're coming out of this depressed state. Alright, we're no longer going to feel sorry for ourselves. What's the message here, Spirit? Nine of Cups reversed. So that's how you felt, okay? You felt like you lost everything. King of Cups reversed. Why can't Taurus, communicate, or their partner. What's going on with this lack of communication over emotion, spirits? Somebody is not telling the other person how they really feel. Ah, the devil. Someone might see this relationship as codependent and toxic. And they probably don't want to tell that to the other person because it would hurt them. It's possible you both see it that way. But that's never stopped anybody from wanting things that they probably shouldn't be in. It's a really tough thing to accept. All right. Now, why is someone not wanting to win at all costs anymore? Someone's kind of laying down their sword. Five of swords reversed. I don't think this person really wants to walk away. Let's see, spirit, what's going on? Either Taurus or their person. But they're not communicating that. Not in a meaningful way. Okay. Again, it could be done with manipulation. That King of Swords reversed is toxic. We do have a devil down here. Alright. And there are two people bonded to each other in a not so healthy way. So spirit, tell me about this Six of Swords. What does Taurus need to know? Why is the Six of Swords reversed? Clarify the Six of Swords, please, spirit. Thank you, Matt. I think I got one. Nope, I have three. That's too many, spirit. Show me the Six of Swords reverse, spirit, please. What is the Six of Swords reverse for Taurus? Spirit is not talking. There we go. Thank you. Okay. Someone's not going to have a choice at this point. There's secrets or some kind of deception being revealed with the moon reversed. And that is going to cause someone to come out of their self-imposed imprisonment with the Eight of Swords reversed. Okay. Someone could actually be getting out of jail. Maybe someone lied to get out of jail. Okay, let's see. But someone's avoiding responsibility or accountability for something, for sure. Okay, any way you look at it. Why'd this Wheel of Fortune get turned upside down here, spirit? Why is the Wheel of Fortune reversed? Temperance. Because it had to be that way. Whatever is going on, it happened for a specific reason. Within this partnership, some toxic behaviors needed to be examined, probably by both parties. Alright? And it's causing a lot of confusion because you might be looking back at the past differently. Your partner might be. Now we're not sure, you know, what just happened back there, and we're sure as hell not sure where we're going from here. So this was kind of being brought to a balance. And I think it's going to be, you know, that secret coming out, that truth that's going to be told. That could very well happen this week. Why is this Page of Wands reversed? Could have something to do with money. All right. There could be some secrets surrounding money. We have the Knight of Pentacles reversed and the Seven of Pentacles reversed. You may be wondering what the hell you worked for, or your partner's looking at you like that. No one's investing right now. It could, you know, they were investing in maybe it's covering things up or hiding things. They weren't invested in the right things. So Spirit, why is this Hangman reversed? So someone's coming out by the end of the week. They're coming out of this contemplation, out of their self-imposed imprisonment. This is the Hangman reversed. Now we have the Five of Swords upright. So we have the... We had the Five of Swords reversed, and now we have the Five of Swords upright. So, by the end of the week, if you get control of your emotions, you can kind of gain the upper hand in this situation. Now, that doesn't mean control of the other person. That means that you can maybe direct the energy into hopefully a healthier pattern, okay? Because it does look like, you know, even if the entire relationship wasn't toxic, we've gone through a period of toxicity here. I'm not sure what happened here, but it looks really messy, okay? So, let's go to your Prism Oracle cards and see what's going on in the 5D. Where is Taurus this week of the 18th through the 25th of July? All right, happiness. All right, what's crossing that? What's crossing Taurus's happiness? Protection. Alright, so maybe you'll be protecting yourself some way. Or someone else is. Attempting to protect their own happiness. Or Spirit is protecting you. Because they want you to be happy. What is the challenge? What is the challenge or obstacle, please, for Taurus this week? What is the challenge or obstacle for Taurus? The challenge or obstacle, please. Confidence, okay? So having enough confidence to face the situation, come clean. Or confront any kind of hidden emotion or agenda here. What's coming to help? What is coming to assist? Coming to assist, Taurus, please, Spirit. Balance. Balance is coming in. All right, that's the Temperance card. So, what is the action Taurus should take this week, Spirit? What is the proper action that Taurus should take? What is the right action for Taurus this week? Right action for Taurus, please, Spirit. Okay. Having faith, Taurus, that things will work out as they should. That doesn't always look like what you think it should, or what you wanted, but in the long run, in the bigger picture, it will be what's right. And what's the outcome? What's the potential outcome, Spirit? For Taurus this week, what is the outcome, please? Trust. Alright, so the situation probably was based on the lack of trust. There could have been some suspicion. There could have been some misinformation. There could be misunderstandings. It could be any number of things. But this week, Spirit is going to teach you to trust. Now, that could be the other person. That could be your feelings. It could be your own intuition. Whatever that means for you, Taurus. But that is your reading for this week, and I hope you have a wonderful week. I invite you back again, and as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.